Welcome back to the 28th episode of the Launcher Farm Show, where I interview Brandon Town with EXP in Waterloo. In this episode, Brandon and I talk about why you need to focus on the best daily tasks that make you the most amount of money and how to stay focused on what really works. Brandon also shares how he mixes old-school real estate techniques with new-school social media strategies to build a super successful business. We also talk about what offers you can use to get the best response from your farm. And we share a super easy way to lay out a plan so that you can get the most business from every listing that you take in your farm. Plus, Brandon talks about how he consistently is getting 90% sellers, which saves him a ton of time, helps him generate more business, and lets him take control of his life. Plus, we talk about a ton of other ideas that you can use to grow your geographic farm. So be sure to check out this episode, like and subscribe, and enjoy the episode with Brandon. Welcome back to another episode of the Launcher Farm Show. I'm your host, Ryan, and today we've got a great guest. It's Brandon Town with EXP in Waterloo. So Brandon, take a second, tell us a bit about yourself and why you're here.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate you having me on. It's exciting. I love doing this kind of stuff and just sharing some knowledge in the real estate industry. So a little bit about myself is before getting into real estate, I did a couple jobs. I'd been a server. I'd actually worked at a nuclear power plant, Bruce Power, up in between Kincardine and Port Elgin. And, you know, I had a great job, made lots of money working up there. Had an opportunity, certainly, to continue my profession on, I guess, if that's what you call it up there. But, you know, the truth is, it just wasn't fulfilling enough for me. Not that there's anything wrong with working there. I have a ton of friends that love it. They have an amazing life, but it was just something that I just wanted a little bit more of what I needed. And so that's kind of where I was, and I transitioned into real estate while I was serving, getting my real estate license. And I've been in the business now just shy of 8 years, so my 8 year mark's coming up. And I've learned a lot. I think I've done a lot of things. I've worked with the big box brokerages, started at Century 21, then started my own independent brokerage with a few partners of mine. Did that for the better part of 5 years. And then now, of course, I'm landed at EXP Realty, and I've been there for around 18 months. So that's kind of the transition. I've tried a lot of things. I failed a lot, like most agents have. And I hope I can bring some value today and just share some things that are working well for me right now in my business in 2020 for any agent out there for that matter. So thanks again for having me on.
Awesome. Yeah, you made it to 8 year. I would say that 5 year mark is the tough one. So if you made it past there, you've got the battle scars to prove that you've stuck around. So it's definitely a good career, but yeah, take some hits sometimes for sure.
That's a great way to put it, man. A couple battle scars for sure. I love it. I love this industry, and I'm excited for the next 8 years.
Awesome. So you mentioned you shifted. How did you find real estate? Because I always find that a lot of agents never intend to get into real estate. They're not in high school going, yeah, I'm going to be an agent. It kind of just happens. Like, was there something that happened in your life? Did you know someone? Or?
Well, yeah, I certainly knew some people. My previous partners, I'd say that they were part of the reason I did get into the industry. But again, too, it really brings me back to you know, I always wanted to make X amount of money. And then I had a job that was providing it. And it wasn't that long into it where I just realized I just really wanted to, you know, find something that I was going to be passionate about, and I could do that long term. And so that turned those two things towards real estate. You know, you look at the opportunity, and the truth is, there's, you know, the entry level to get into real estate, although they have tightened that up a little bit over the last 3-4 years, it's not that long and it's not that difficult. So, you know, it's a really good opportunity for a lot of people. And I'd highly recommend getting into real estate if you are looking for something a little bit more. So that's kind of it. I think that's why a lot of people are here. They were just looking for that next big opportunity for themselves and their families.
Yeah. So we were chatting before we started recording, and obviously the big thing for you is you started using social media geared to with some old school techniques. And for a lot of people, they tend to be in one kind of camp or the other, and they want to do all social media, or they don't want to put in the old hustle. How did it look like for you to evolve to this point? So like when you first got started, what were you doing? And then how did you build onto those systems that you're implementing now?
Yeah. So when I first started, I didn't know what the heck I was doing, first of all. And I mean, we, you know, our team, we had a small team of just three guys, and we truly, none of us had any experience. We didn't know what we were doing. We'd actually go to the office and it'd be like, okay, what are we going to do today? That's the truth, right? The good news is now that I work alongside a bunch of agents, we have a plan, we have a process, but Prior to that, it was who do you know who, right? Who can you call? Where can you go? How many networking events can you get to every week? How many conversations can you have every day? And that's really what it comes down to. And your business should come down to those simple principles that you run every single day, right? It's a daily, you set your weekly calendar up on a Sunday, and it's those daily tasks that'll get you to be successful. But what I've really stumbled on, not necessarily stumbled on, but what I've really implemented this year was just a consistent system. I call it the social listing system. You can call it whatever you want, but just something that really has worked well for me. And it's the reason that, you know, I was able to really tackle listings this year. And I think the ratio of sellers to buyers this year for me was about 90%, 10%. And I mean, I don't care what agent you are. I know that most agents would love to have that ratio in their business. Yeah. Because the truth is, in a crazy seller's market like we're in right now, buyers are a lot of work. Yeah. And so certainly, do you want to work with buyers? Absolutely. But, you know, if they're five times the amount of time to work with a buyer than a seller, I mean, you know, it's not rocket science, as I used earlier, but that's certainly what you want to go after.
Awesome. So when you started developing that, what did it look like for you? Was it things you had tried before? Was it a whole new system for you? So what got you changing this year?
Yeah, I just started piecing some things together that I thought would work, truthfully. So it was kind of like a trial and error. That's honestly what had happened. So really just started to step out of my comfort zone and start branding myself. Now, you know, I truly believe that the biggest thing that I implemented, and it's very simple, and I think a lot of agents do it now, but a lot don't still, and I think it's crazy that they don't, but it's a just listed video and with a branded intro or branded something within that video. Mm-hmm. And again, too, you know, one agent could argue that, yeah, it's not going to help your listing sell. Well, it could help your listing sell, especially if you build up a big following. A lot of people want to see your listings and they want to see you. They're going to watch your video, and that means that they're watching the home that you're selling a lot more. Yeah. And so I started implementing a branded Brandon into every single one of my listing videos and started doing micro boosts in the same neighborhood with that. So what I'm kind of talking about today is, you know, it's really momentum from current listings that you have, but certainly, you know, that's really all it takes. And then you can start really farming neighborhoods out and leveraging that listing and turning everything into a really well-oiled machine. And so this is kind of geared towards agents that don't have a huge marketing budget, but want to make a name for themselves as quickly as possible. I would highly suggest implementing this. And the best part is, you know, you don't actually need to have your own listing. If you want to utilize someone's listing in your office, you can easily create a just listed video with an intro as long as that agent's okay with it. But I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't be. So you really, really could be a brand new agent and implement this system today.
Yeah, that's a huge part of growing it in the farm is using what you've got, whether it's your own listings or not. And I think that in the last number of years, again, in my experience, a lot of agents have missed the opportunities for new business from the business they've already got. They just are constantly looking. If you go old school, people are calling for new business. And they're just cold calling for new people. And they're not leveraging the listings they've got to the fullest extent. And I find if you create a good system, it's going to make sense. And I go back to my own farm and I talk about when I started it, my first listing, the second listing came from the first listing. The third listing came from the second listing. The fourth listing came from the third because of the marketing we did it. And it was just hyper local. And when you work it, it works, but you have to have that system in place. So I want to dive into kind of like what that system looks like for you. And do you want to start at the beginning? And then because you literally have a very systematized
process. Six steps. I'll go through the six step process right now too. So step number one is getting that listing and doing your just listed video. So, you know, have some fun with it, enjoy it. I love going on site with my media team and shooting a just listed video. You know, you can go live while they're shooting it. So you're showcasing your listings there. You're branding yourself. You're showing your audience what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. And they're very curious on that too, that you show them your process of what you do. And, you know, a potential prospect that is watching you and said, you know what, when I am ready to sell, I'm going to call Brandon because he does this, this, and this. Yeah. So that's the biggest thing. That is step one. And again, to taking that and boosting it out and creating an ad towards that same neighborhood every single time. So that'd be step one.
For you on then, that video that you're creating, is that a self-guided? Is it Like, are you in front of it camera, or is it you walking behind it, or is it voiceover? Like, what is it?
Yeah, no, that's great. So yeah, I just keep it very simple. I'm always in those videos. So I am behind the camera being shot at. So typically I will do, you know, an intro to it, introducing the property, talking about the highlights of it again, too. Very simple. Yeah. But I keep my message extremely consistent. You know, hey, I'm Brandon with eXp Realty. Today we are on site at 123 Main Street featuring this, this, and this. Let's check it out. It's just something simple. And I mean, yeah. Again, too, when you're consistent, then people are going to be ready. And I've actually had friends come up to me and tell me my intro to me kind of if we're hanging out or something. So it's kind of fun. They have fun with it. And you know, that's what this is all about. So that would be step one. Step two is door knock, door drop to the neighbor's pre-sale. Right. So, you know, you can put a message on that. You can drop a just listed postcard. I like to do just listeds because then that's another branding piece. Yeah. And I mean, just listeds, if you're just sending them out, you know, arguably aren't that impactful, but if you're out there and you are handing them out and it's your face on that marketing piece, and you're actually putting in the time to knock on the doors and try and have those conversations, that is building your brand, and that is 100%. Farming that area. 100%. And so again, too, there's a way to do things and there's the best way to do things. So I always recommend the best way. And again, too, it does take a lot of effort. All this stuff, this whole process takes a ton of effort, and it's very easy to say, I don't feel like door knocking today. I'm going to stick the just listed card in the mailbox and move on to the next house. But that could be your next big opportunity. People want to know who they're dealing with. They want to trust that person. And in order to build trust, they need to see you repetitively. So now they've seen your just listed video. Now you're door knocking. Now they have a piece of branded content that you're leaving behind. And all of a sudden this machine is started, right?
I'd rather see someone do 100 door knocks than do 1,000 postcards by itself. Cause in my opinion, those 100 is going to have a bigger impact. And when we did our own farm, we did that as well. Instead of our farm was 3,600 homes, rather than do a mail out to everyone, we did 500 and then door knocked the 500 between my partner and I. And we had way more impact from that door knock and 500 than mailing it to everyone. So
100%, man. Yeah. So that's some great advice there for sure. So that's step one, step two, step three, go live all the time. You know, you can go live while you're doing your just listed drops. You can go live right before your open house starts, or from your open house community page that you created, and you can go live when the property sells. So there's just there's three opportunities right there that you can easily implement. And, you know, when you go live, it's, you know, be consistent, have a kind of a theme towards it. So as an example, if I'm going live in front of a house that I just sold, it's, hey guys, it's Brandon Town with eXp Realty. I just wanted to jump on here live in front of 123 Main Street and share with you our incredible results the sellers were able to achieve. You know, we did this pre-market staging. We ended up getting 6 offers, whatever that looks for. Yeah. And then a call to action. So you're driving this into their mind and saying, for your no obligation, no hassle free strategy call on our proven repeatable system backed by market research to get up to 18% more money for your home than the traditional real estate agents. You can go to www.callbrandontown.com to schedule your free call, right? So then there's that call to action. Yeah. There's kind of your process, your system, whatever you call it.
Yep.
And it should be called something. Yeah. But your call to action of mine is callbrandontown.com. Very simple. You have a landing page there you can create if they want to take a call, take that next step.
That's awesome. You've obviously done that before. You've got that whole thing down pat. So, you know, you do it obviously repeatedly. And that's the key too, is having that consistent message and not just shooting from the hip. You can do it at different times, but like you said, it's that consistency is going to really stand out.
Yeah, absolutely. So people remember what your offer is. You always have to make an offer to the market. Yeah. If you're not making an offer, you're really just talking, and there's no strategy behind it. So make sure you make that offer.
I want to ask you about the open houses because of COVID. Now, this is hopefully things are going to start loosening up a bit, but have you had any flack with that, with the door knocking and open houses during COVID? Because I get a lot of feedback from agents saying, I'm not prepared to do that. I'm not ready to do that. And some agents say, I'm totally cool with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, with all due respect, of course, by all means, you have to be very cautious right now. I understand that we're, you know, you certainly have to think about the public and the health and the safety of everybody. But yep. I mean, I truly believe that if you're out there with intention and you're being super cautious and staying your distance, that I think that you can certainly door knock. That's my opinion. Again, someone might have a different opinion, but you know, when I go out and door knock, I'm wearing my gloves. I have my mask on. I'll show them my face so they can see it. But if we're anywhere with, you know, close at all, I'm putting it back on. But just be safe. I mean, we still have to live. People are still at their grocery stores. We're being safe. So this is, my opinion, much safer than doing anything like that, because there's still a big distance and you're still outside and everything should be okay. So,
and they can choose not to open the door. If they don't want to come to the door, they don't have to come to the door. So
absolutely right. And again, too, if you've got your gloves on and everything's safe. Yep.
Awesome. Sure. Okay. So what's the next step then?
Next step is so you've got the house sold. You've done your call to action. It's doing the same thing again, too. So right back to your door knock, your door drop and your neighborhood post sale. One thing that I would add to it, just sold postcard or whatever that might look like, is if you can get it, which if you crush this job all the way through, there should be no problem. Not everybody's up to it, but most people are. It's getting almost the testimonial on that from the seller's perspective. So saying, oh, Brandon came in, he offered this and this, within X amount of days, we were able to get X amount of offers and we sold for X amount over list price or whatever like that, something like that. And then all of a sudden they're like, okay, it's not just Brandon bragging about what he's done. It's the sellers telling you how amazing his process was, right? Yeah. So again, too, coaching them into putting together that testimonial does help too. Giving them some keywords that you want to use and consistency with your message would be super important there as well.
Yeah, I've always said that the best way to introduce someone is from someone else. And I talk about, I'm single now. So in my dating days, if I walk to a female and be like, hey, I'm Ryan, you're a creep, because there's like, stay away. If another female walks and says, hey, you should meet my friend Ryan, it's a lot easier. And when you have the seller do that and say, Brandon was great, this is what he did, it just takes that pressure away and it helps build that trust, rather than, like you said, it's not just you saying how great you did and you sold the house. They're sharing why it was a great experience and what the results you got for them. And it personalizes it. So it helps them internalize and go, oh, if I want that, I could get what they got, and not just you saying I'm awesome. And that's what I think a lot of agents make, I think.
100%, Ryan. I think we could take this a step further and get a video testimonial from that seller, right? And run it just like my next step, which is step five. And that's, I run a home and val ad 1 week every month. Nice. The ad, I mean, there's a lot of agents running home and val ads. So again, too, this is going to be challenging depending on what market you're in, what neighborhood, who's already taking over that neighborhood, whatever that might look like. Yeah. But I run that ad. I get it very specific to that town or that neighborhood within the city. And I say, hey, neighborhood, you know, talk slightly about what's going on right now with market stats. And if you're curious, then your call to action and get somebody to fill a form right out on actually Facebook is where I'm running this. And I've got some incredible results so far from that too. So again, too, people want to know and talk about their specific neighborhood or town. So when you're calling that in or putting a picture of the water tower or whatever that might look like, it catches their eye. It's not just another, your branded face over your company name. It's like, oh, it's my neighborhood. Cool. What's this? I'm interested, right? What's going on? And they click it and all of a sudden they're interested. So, and if you're running that, I guess that'd be 12 weeks every year, you're going to get some great results from that too. And it's tough to get seller leads. So that I have found works really, really well.
And there's a much higher propensity for them to sign up because of all the other things you've done. At that point, when it comes along to it, they're going to see it and trust, because they've gotten the just listed, just sold, they've gotten the door knocking, they've got they saw the open house signs and all that stuff. So when that comes along and they see it, it really sticks out in their mind, and there's more trust versus a cold person who they've never met or know nothing about.
Big time. And that leaves me with my final step, and that's just an about me video. So, you know, taking the, I think every real estate agent should have that video in their stockpile for sure, hands down. It's a video about you, your message, so somebody can get to know you, what your values are, your beliefs, your why. If you don't have that video, my advice is get that video done. Spend some time on it. If you'd like me to send you mine so you can check it out, I'm happy to do that, just so you can kind of get an idea of what I've created. But definitely having a Bagme video, and I run that constantly for a very small budget every single day. So literally my face is in that neighborhood every day.
So, do you get a lot of response from that, or is it more just to be seen? Like that's to clicking be seen.
Okay. Yeah, you can have a call to action. I have found that I get a lot more response rate from my home about ad. Right. And I find that I get a lot of video views from my About Me. So they're seeing that about me. And then it's just kind of tying in the whole package.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. So obviously you've got a system in place. I'm sure you track a lot then. It sounds like you're pretty systematized with things. Have you tracked how many deals you get from one listing? Like have you kind of seen what the multipliers or how often you're getting spin-off business from it?
Yeah. I mean, I've had a listing this year, just as an example, I've had a listing this year and I reverse engineer everything and some of my deals. And I think from, if I didn't get that one listing, I probably wouldn't have got another 12 listings.
Wow.
As an example. Right. So, yeah. I mean, it's, those are the opportunities that if you really roll with them, right. I got this listing because of this one. And then I met this person because of this, like, and it's just, that's the momentum you can get. And it's just because I've implemented this. Yeah. Have I got another listing from every single listing I sold this year? No, I haven't.
Yeah.
But a lot, most of them I have. Yes.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yep.
See, and I want to go back to the point you brought up at the beginning was you'd mentioned, is it selling the house? And sometimes agents will say, no, it's not selling the house. This marketing, because you're helping, it's marketing you. But the reality is if you're farming and you're focusing on an area, it is selling future people and you've done the work beforehand. And I always walk in and I do a listing appointment and I tell clients, and I say, listen, I'm going to start marketing your home now. But the good thing is I've already started marketing your home 6 months ago. I've been doing ads. I've been doing online buyer ads 6 months ago. I've been working this for 2 years. I've got a pool of buyers before I've even listed your home, before I even knew about you. I've been doing work to generate buyers. Now, what I'm going to do is continue that with my own listing with this listing, and I keep generating buyers. And we may find a buyer from that. But the good thing is I'm going to go through and check all the buyers that I've got in my database and try to line up any of those buyers I may have already. And I come with a list of here's how many buyers I've got looking in your neighborhood and ask them, say, ask the other agent, do they have a list of buyers ready for your home? And that to me answers a lot of that problem because sometimes people say, well, why are you advertising your face, your name or whatever? And the reality is it all works together. And if you can package it right and position it right, it actually sells it better than just saying, well, I'm going to market myself. And
oh, it absolutely does. But I know that my views have been going up all year because of this strategy. And so
exactly. That's awesome.
Side note to that is people want to work with a professional. They want to know that they're working with a pro, and if they see you out there absolutely crushing video marketing, they're going to call you.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I've got 5 to 10 calls this year for listings where it's just because they're seeing me everywhere. That is the definition of farming probably is.
Yep.
You want to be known and seen everywhere. You're hitting specific marketplaces. And, you know, I've had comments like, hey, you know, we were actually about to list with so-and-so and we just keep seeing you everywhere. So I feel like we should list with you. That's, you know, and so you're actually also too, essentially they're sold on you before you're even going there. And exactly. It's not about what you're going to do, although you review that, but it's, you know, where do I sign? And those are the types of people you really, really want to work with.
Yeah. That's where when you really get into farming and really do well with it, it just obliterates 90% of the objections because they know what you do. Like you said, they've seen what you've done. They know the marketing. You still want to go over it. Like you said, you still want to cover what you do, but they walk in going, okay, you're the person. Cause I shared that all the time with my very first listing because of the way we positioned ourselves and we branded ourselves as the neighborhood experts. It was the Orchard Real Estate Team. So we branded it as we were the go-to people. Our very first listing, she said, okay, you guys are the experts. I'd never even sold the house in there before. It was our very first listing. And because of our brand and because of the positioning, because of what we've done in the neighborhood, she's like, you guys are the experts. So when you do it right, it helps people create trust and it helps the process a lot easier as well too, because they go, okay, you're the right person and I know I can work with you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. So that's it. It's that simple.
That's awesome. And it's a great system. And the cool thing with that is it's replicatable and duplicatable. And that's what's cool. You can do it as small or as large as you want you can pick the budget. You can scale up, you can scale down and really find what works and make it work. So do you have a rough idea on cost? Because some people are going to be wondering, ballpark, what should I be spending? Because that's a question I get asked all the time. How much should I spend? Do you have an idea for that whole campaign of what you'd spend?
Yeah, so it's not a lot. It's about a couple hundred bucks a listing, truthfully, is what it is. When it all comes down to it, when you're talking about your boosted ads, we do 200 postcards are just sold, just listed each time.
Yep.
So that's the number. That's just the number that we've always done. And it's sustainable because 500 homes is a lot, is tough to knock. 200 is very manageable.
Yeah.
So that's why we do that number. But yeah, it's a couple hundred bucks as far as from the marketing spend on that, which is, I believe is very inexpensive. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, we've looked at numbers for 8 years now in our business, and if you can acquire a listing for 200 bucks, I mean, you're paying 200 bucks as many times as you can possibly pay it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you then, how are you narrowing down the targeting? Because that's the thing that a lot of agents struggle with, is how to actually get that message in front of people. Obviously, the door knocking is easy to say because you go and door knock it, but the videos and the lives and that kind of stuff, what are you doing to get in front of the people around that listing?
Yeah, so that is true. The truth is a little bit more challenging now too. So like I said, if you're just doing it around a smaller town of, you know, that's where there's nothing really outside of the, I think it's the 15 miles now because we're a special. Yeah. It's just tougher now and that's the truth. So I'm either hitting a smaller town or I'm hitting just the same neighborhood of the 15 mile radius over and over again. So that gets a little bit more expensive. That does.
Yep.
So I don't know the cost behind that, but yeah, they're not making it easier on us.
Yes, I know. Have you been doing anything with Facebook groups? Because that's the big push that I'm pushing a lot of people in, is to go with Facebook groups, starting your own, because you can run your own live videos and your Facebook stories through the groups, and then you can hyper-local get
people. That'd be brilliant. That'd be brilliant, actually, for specific neighborhoods.
Yeah. That's the, because of the new changes, and I've been getting a lot of agents to say, like, start your own Facebook group, create that around that neighborhood, and then you can run live. My friend Jeff, he took over a buy and sell group in Toronto, and he has 112,000 people in there. And that's, we figured out he can actually run live Facebook lives, and it's coming from them. So it gets sent out to people. So I was telling agents, like, you can do your live, you can do Facebook stories through that. You can't run paid ads, but you can pay it. They can link to it, but you can't run it from like a Facebook page, but there's still a lot of things you can do with the Facebook group. So
brilliant. I love it. So hopefully I'm all over that. That does. Thank you.
So if you were to give one piece of advice for someone who's kind of getting wrapped into this and getting started and going, okay, I this is a good system, I like it, where would they start?
I would think that either A, getting, you know, if you have a listing, it's simple as that. If you have a listing, start leveraging that listing. If you don't, it just find someone in your office that sells some properties and ask them if you can get involved with their media on that. So ask them when they're going to be doing the photos, when they're going to be doing the videos. Invest some of your own money into doing an intro or that, and taking it from there, and then implementing every step though, because not everything's going to work from this process. You're not going to get a listing from just listed. You're not getting a listing from that just sold in the testimony. You're not going to get a listing every single time from your home about ad. It's all these pieces together, and you're just going to leverage that. And so just be super consistent with it.
Yeah, that I think that's super key, is having that process and, like you said, stick with it. Because if you don't, all of a sudden a week goes by or a day goes by and you forget, and then it's like, oh, I should have done that, and you don't, and then you forget to do the postcards and you miss out on all those opportunities. So you obviously have it systematized and make it easy to execute on. So that's awesome.
Yes, sir.
So one of the things that we ask every time is, what's the best book that you'd recommend? So a book that's either changed your life or you think would make an impact on our viewers.
I've got a little stack of books right here, but those are all good books, but they're not a book that I would number one recommend. I would say The Compound Effect.
Yeah.
Is definitely one of the best books that I've read, just from it really just takes you back to the basics. And so I reread it again late. For some reason, I thought we were in the 2021 already. I reread it again a few months ago, and I hadn't read it for probably 4 or 5 years. And it just changed my whole mindset again, back into just getting back to the basics, financially, mentally, all that kind of stuff. And it's just a game changer. So it's great for new agents. It's great for experienced agents. It's good for anybody to read.
Yeah.
I actually bought it for my wife as well too, so she would have a copy. Nice. And she's not in the industry, but I love that book. Hands down, I'd say that one.
It's awesome. And it ties into your system. It's those small things. Like you said, each one of those things make a difference. It's not one thing. It's one, multiple things, multiple times. So that's awesome.
Exactly.
So if people want to check out what you're up to or connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that then?
Yeah, honestly, you can hit my Instagram up. It's at BRealtor. So BRealtor, pretty simple. You can find me on Facebook. Those are probably the two easiest ways. I give out my cell phone number, like they're free cookies, 509-242-0171. Anyway, reach out to me. I'm happy to have a conversation, talk to anybody at any time. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome. We'll put that in the notes. And then do you want us to put the video in the notes as well? We can link to that or?
Yeah, I can. Absolutely. Yeah, I can certainly put that in there too. No problem.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we appreciate you being on here. That's an awesome system. I really appreciate it because it's nice to break it down and literally see what people are doing. Sometimes people talk about high level stuff and they want to know more detailed, what are you doing? So it's a great zoomed in exactly what you're working on. So thank you for sharing that. And it's awesome that it's working. And that's key too. And that's awesome. So thank you for being on and sharing your wisdom. Appreciate it
being on. Thanks again. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for checking out today's episode. If you'd like more videos like this, be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check out our Facebook page and our other social media channels. Looking forward to bringing you more great content like this, and happy farming.